the title of a fun good scare.
Brightly beams our Father's mercy from his lighthouse evermore. But to us he gives the keeping of the lights of
the pick you up after school.
The other kids, they think I'm weird.
Carrie, favorite poem? Did you bring one?
I don't want to be. I want to be normal.
Wipe that smile off your face.
I have to try and be a whole person before it's too late.
Help this little girl see the sin of her days and ways. If she'd made innocent, the curse of blood would
not
come.
That's not even in the Bible. It doesn't say that anywhere.
Go to your closet and pray.
No.
Pray.
No!
You pray, little girl. You pray for forgiveness.
Concentrate hard enough, I can make things move. There are other people out there like me who can do what I can do.
You know the devil never dies? Keeps coming back. You gotta keep killing him.
No!
I promise next week. You don't have a date already, maybe you want to go with me.
Mama, I've been asked to prom.
No. They're gonna laugh at you.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
Mama, stop it.
If the two of you are planning some kind of joke on a poor, lonely girl.
Your king and queen are...
So, I just got out of Carrie, and I gotta say I enjoyed it. Apologize now for any shitty sound quality. It's, you know, stuff on recording, so I'm doing the best I can here, folks. So, Carrie 2013. So yeah, I liked it, but I'm a little disappointed at the same time. My disappointment mostly comes from the fact that the draft that I read, that I've talked about quite a bit, did not make it to screen, necessarily. That's really disappointing, because I thought that draft was really good, and did a lot of stuff in the book that I loved, and kind of sucks that it's not there. But that's not to say that the movie's not good. I'd say Julianne Moore is really good. Clay Moritz is fantastic. The direction is really good. It's very reminiscent of De Palma's film, which is, again, disappointing. I would say that... So, positive stuff, like I said, Julianne Moore and Clay Moritz are fantastic. Generally, the look of the film is really good. Also, I think the direction was really good, despite it being a little bit reminiscent of the original. But, actually, what I found surprising about it was that you kind of forget that it's a horror movie for most of it. Like, you get so caught up in the drama of it, and especially by the time you get to prom, you're so wound up in the story that you've sort of forgotten that, you know, something horrible is about to happen. And then the prom scene happens, and it's actually really good. A little disappointed by the destruction, again. Third act, not quite what I was expecting. Again, that's just nitpicking, because I love the novel so much. Yeah, like I said, draft I read was really good. Ending is similar. Grain of Stones, again, still doesn't make a lot of sense without the prologue. We do get a little bit of wrap-up with the White Commission at the very end. With Sue Snell, which makes sense. Frustrating it didn't make it through the front of the film as well, but, you know, it is what it is. Otherwise, I really enjoyed it. Easily a B-. high B. I think there was some girls behind me, probably about 16 or 17, and it was pretty clear from their reactions they'd never seen the original, probably never read the book, and they seemed to enjoy it. So, I mean, that's good. I mean, knowing that a whole new generation's got to get Carrie and hopefully enjoy it, you know, it's fantastic. And, you know, like I said, I still love the original. I think the original's good. But, you know, the original is still kind of dated and not bad, but it is what it is. And, you know, this one looks good. I enjoyed it. Special effects are fantastic. You know, there were some more little things from the book that made it in this time, which I was pretty happy about. So, yeah, overall, I'd say solid B. Maybe B, high B minus. Kind of teeters on that edge. I have to see it again before I really decide. So that's it. Hope you guys get a chance to see it and give some feedback.
If you wish to contact Devour the Podcast, you can reach us by email at CenobiteDave, that's CenobiteDave at gmail.com, or Maven1974 at gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter at DDelamorte, DDelamorte, or Maven1974. To visit the site, go to devourthepodcast.blogspot.com. And now you can leave a message on our fancy new voicemail at 760-661-7280.
I guess everyone's entitled to a fun good scare.
Sometimes.
Devour.